A New Deal for Science and Technology. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Author and science journalist David Ewing Duncan writes in the most recent issue of Portfolio magazine that, with the U.S. economy on edge, now is a very good time for a massive public investment in research and development. While we're spending hundreds of billions to bail out financial institutions, he writes, why not also bail in the future by investing more in science and technology? Duncan, who's written for National Geographic, The New York Times, and The Atlantic, says the federal government should pour money into things like green technology and basic infrastructure.
As a science and technology reporter, I get to spend time with a lot of really creative people, and it's not just, you know, the high-tech gee whiz stuff that we think about that's poised and really ready to be applied. It's some very basic things, you know, how to improve the building of roads. I mean, they sprinkle microscopic particles of diamond dust in the surface of roads. It's experimental, but that, you know, improves the hardness and safety. You know, new ways to build dams. You know, you can go right down the list. The green technologies, you know, which are power plants and some very basic infrastructure. I think people need to start thinking of technology and science as also having very practical applications, including employing a lot of people.
Obviously, you would say probably that any time is a good time to invest in science and technology, R&D. But why right now when there's so many pressing needs? I mean, we're trying to help the banks. We're trying to prop up the financial system, help people with their mortgages. Why is now such a good time for R&D for science and tech?
It could be a real rallying call. I think everyone's shocked right now. We're sort of in a state of disbelief. But the reality is going to begin to sink in. And we need, I think, something to see that's happening. And that was one of the brilliant strokes of the New Deal, was that FDR not only realized that we needed to rebuild and build parts of the country and employ people, but people needed to feel like they were doing something, that there was some leadership, that something was tangible, was being accomplished. And I think that's part of what could, you know, serve a real purpose here right now, as a rallying kind of cry to America.
So there has been a great deal of innovation in technology over the last 10 years, and it's almost all been privately funded, and the private sector is sort of taking care of it. So won't that continue, and why involve public dollars in this?
Private sector can only fund up to a certain point. They don't have the masses of resources. Even Bill Gates would run out of money pretty quickly, you know, if you were trying to rebuild all the highways in the country or go to a truly, you know, green economy, you know, get rid of all coal-burning fire plants, for instance, in the next 10 years, which has been proposed. You know, these are projects of a vast scale that can only be accomplished when you have vast resources, you know, that a country has at their disposal.
David Ewing Duncan's upcoming book is Experimental Man: What One Man's Body Reveals About His Future, Your Health, and Our Toxic World. It's due out early next year. He's the director of the Center for Life Science Policy at the University of California, Berkeley. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.